The next patient is Charlie Perkowitz. The last name is P like in Peter, E R like in Roger, K O W I T Z like in Zulu. And the first name is Shirley, S H I R L E Y. 93 year old, white female. That is a patient of Miss Mary Josefic. Last name, J-O-S-E-F-Y-K-A-P-R-N, who noticed a fluctuation in the kidney function that was drastic. In April of 2023, the serum creatinine was 1, the BUN 21, and the estimated UFR 50. In February of 2024, the creatinine went up to 1.2, a BUN of 37, and a creatinine and an estimated UFR of 38. Because of the changes in the kidney function, the patient was referred to the office for further evaluation, period. There is no evidence of a urinalysis, no evidence of a quantification of the protein in the urine. We have evidence that the patient in 2020 had an estimated EFR of 43 mLs per minute. Period. Contributory factors for the deterioration of the kidney function include the aging process, the arterial hypertension, the hyperlipidemia, and the fact that she likes salt. She has a remote history of a kidney stone many years ago. Period. She has also evidence of polymyalgia rheumatica that has been treated with the administration of prednisone. All those are contributory factors for kidney dysfunction. However, we have to assess the kidney anatomy as well as the urine. We are going to order the workup. Number two, the patient has a polymyalgia rheumatica that is treated with 1 milligram of prednisone on a daily basis. She has been able to manage the pain and the weakness with just 1 milligram of prednisone, period. Following number, she has a history of breast cancer that was treated with lumpectomy and radiation therapy. She didn't have chemotherapy. Following number, arterial hypertension that has been treated with the administration of benazepril in combination with metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams with hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily and benazepril 5 milligrams every day. The blood pressure has been under control. Following number. The patient has osteoarthritis. She has a history of trauma in the left ankle with fracture and open reduction and internal fixation. And also there is evidence of a left hip replacement after she fractured the hip many years ago. Following number, the patient has iron deficiency and supplementation. Following number, osteoporosis. We are going to order the urine evaluation complete. I have to mention that this patient had a deep stick that was done in 2020 that fails to show the presence of protein in the urine. And we are going to do some laboratory workup, reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the referral. We'll keep you posted with the progress.